ACGC Chargers girls track and field has been getting some of the younger athletes more experience by being pushed hard in practices to be physically prepared for high school competition. Head coach Colin Shaga has gotten some of his athletes involved in action around the oval with the first indoor meet in Ames.
So for us, the main focus has been increasing our fitness level. We've got a pretty young squad of girls, and so with that inexperience, we're trying to get them as prepared as possible physically so that when it comes to meet time, they can really focus on gaining that experience of being in a high school varsity track athlete. The girls have been working extremely hard, which is exciting to see, but they are chomping at the bit for some of our first competitions, which we were able to go to Iowa State for the indoor meet. But for that one, they did have cutoffs on time, so we weren't able to take everybody we wanted to. But all the girls that did go had a pretty good time, and they gained a lot of experience doing that, and they got to see what a track meet was like for some of them for the first time at that Iowa State indoor meet, and so that was really exciting.
The way that the Chargers organize the boys and girls teams this season is that they break up the workouts by throwers, sprinters, and long-distance runners. Rather than just having Coach Shago focus on every girls event, it opts to break out the workouts so that his girls are prepared physically and are mentally tough for the physical limitations that may pop up along the way.
So we split our squad up into three different areas. I take the distance kids, Coach Lacey takes the sprinters, and then Coach Matthews takes the throwers. Each area kind of has different practices and how they've looked and have been broken down. Really, to sum it up, all three of the areas have really been focusing on building up that physical fitness so that they're as prepared as possible. And really, those workouts are meant to build some mental toughness. And so they've built a lot of mental toughness as well throughout the first couple weeks. But they still have a ways to go as far as that is concerned. But that's normal when you have young kids. They just don't know how much track can tax the body. And so getting them to realize some of that, I think, is important.
Looking at the Chargers this season, they feature Ava Campbell and Kaiten Schaefer in the long distance events who are already making their mark. A few newcomers, Brooklyn Schaefer, Nora Langard, and Cadence Peterson, are already making their names well known to Coach Shago for their hard work in the sprinting events. They'll pair well with the experienced sprinters Paige Van Meter, Hannah Muller, and Savannah Akers, who will all help provide the spark for ACGC this season.
For our distance girls, Ava Campbell is our returning individual state qualifier, and she is gearing up for another fantastic season. At the Iowa State meet, she ended up running a really, really fast time, with a time that she didn't run until the state qualifying meet last year. So she's already starting where she ended the year last year, and we're really excited to see what she can do. Our 4x8 was successful last year as well, and so one of our returners from that, Caitlin Schaefer, is a senior, and so she's looking really, really good for our distance crew. But along with some of those, we have a new crop of incoming sprinters, Brooklyn Schaefer, Nora Langard, Cadence Peterson. They've looked extremely well so far for the sprinters as newcomers. And then we have a couple of experienced runners, Paige Van Meter and Anna Muller, that have both been really good for the sprinters the past couple years. And so they're looking to build on some of that success, along with Savannah Akers, and hopefully maybe even put together a really good 4x4 and 4x2 teams.
Positivity and growth mindset are the two key aspects of seeing success for the Chargers this season. Success will not come fast for ACGC without working hard along the way.
Yep, I think our number one area of improvement that we could really use is positive attitudes and that growth mindset for these girls. Since they are extremely young, nothing is going to come easy for them the first couple weeks. And so making them realize that it's more about the process, and that process is what's important, and keeping that positive attitude, even though they might not have the success they think they should immediately, will really help them as we get further and further into the season. And so we're really, really focusing on that. And I think if the girls can do those two things, we will have a really good shot at qualifying 5 or 6 events to the state meet, which would be a huge jump up from what it has been the past couple years. 2 years ago, we had 2, and then last year, we had 3 events. And so hopefully we can double that, if not more, this upcoming season and get 6 or 7 events to state. But that all has to do with whether or not they continue to trust in the process that we as coaches are putting out for them, and whether they keep that positive attitude even when things aren't necessarily going the way they think it should.
ACGC will jump back onto the track in less than 10 days on Tuesday, March 26th at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.